Meet the Partners is a series of interviews with the Lashfire partners who present the core of the project. We ask the partners about their expertise, expectations from the project, and anything we want to know about fire safety. Hello, Roger James, and thank you for doing this interview of Lashfire project partners.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much for the interview.
Unifire is one of the partners in the Lashfire project, involved primarily in the field of extinguishing solutions, but also partly in detection. Could you briefly tell us who you are, both yourself and the company you are representing, and what is your role within the project?
So Unifire is a Swedish company that specializes in professional nozzles and advanced robotic nozzle systems, which in the firefighting industry are traditionally known as remote-controlled fire monitors. Our equipment is widely used in the shipping and marine industries, among others, partly because they are made of stainless steel 316L. Unifire is a Lashfire partner in both the detection and the suppression work packages, and we're involved in developing fully automatic fire detection and suppression systems for weather decks. I personally have been with Unifire since 2005. And I've served in a variety of functions, ranging from business development to sales and marketing, as well as legal and administrative affairs.
And have you been involved in other maritime fire safety projects or in other industries? What are the expectations for Unifire from your involvement in the Lashfire project?
So Unifire has in the past been involved in the drafting of European safety standards for handheld nozzles, which we also make. And for decades, we've been a prominent firefighting equipment supplier to the marine industry. So we know the industry well. Lashfire, however, is the first project of its kind in which Unifire has been involved as a partner. We view the Lashfire project as an outstanding opportunity to contribute our industry knowledge and expertise in our field to the advancement of regulations, particularly with respect to weather deck fire suppression systems, which can be remotely controlled and or detect and suppress fires fully autonomously. It's really a pleasure for us to be a contributing partner to the Lashfire project and to be at the forefront of helping regulators understanding the modern technologies and capabilities of fire safety systems, and thereby hopefully update regulations to bring them up to date with the current technologies available and thereby increase safety for everyone.
Mm-hmm, of course. And you raised already quite some attention with your autonomous firefighting system called the Flame Ranger. Can you please explain to us, using Flame Ranger as an example, to what extent innovative technologies can influence future regulations for improving fire safety in the maritime sector?
Sure, that's a great question. As we all know, technology is advancing at an extremely rapid pace, while simultaneously the costs for those technologies are coming down. This is, of course, true across every industry, but particularly when it comes to firefighting, the convergence of these two phenomena have resulted in and will continue to result in superior fire safety solutions of all kinds. So this rapid trend in the growth of technological capabilities presents, though, a really significant challenge to regulators in order to keep up with the standards of the industry. So it's in this context that the Lashfire project plays such an important role. By researching and assessing the current state of the art and best practices in the fire safety approaches, equipment, and methods. So Unifire's Flame Ranger system, as an example, which can fully autonomously commence targeted fire suppression with a high volume of water within seconds of a fire igniting, is just one example of how new technologies are capable to more rapidly and effectively address fires on ships. And bringing such state-of-the-art solutions to the attention of regulators can have a hugely positive influence on the safety of passengers and ships and the environment in general.
And last but not least, how do you think the maritime accident response can change until 2050?
So when it comes to maritime accidents, rapid intervention is the key. So for this reason, I expect to see continued focus on and the rapid development of communication systems, readiness of early responders, and more efficient safety products and procedures. So we'll also see further rapid development of fast-acting autonomous systems. All of these will help to bring a faster response to any maritime accidents.
Okay, and now the final question. What is your forecast for next generation firefighting robots?
So this is a topic near and dear to my heart. Robots really aren't what we traditionally always thought them to be, a humanoid, you know, walking robot that we always imagined. In reality, robots are all around us and they take all shapes and forms and don't look anything like a humanoid. And we're surrounded by robots that blend seamlessly into our world without even noticing them. Firefighting robots are no exception to this. We will continue to see more and more integration of increasingly reliable fire detection technologies, coupled with advancing fire suppression technologies of all types. So things are becoming more and more automated. And yeah, that's where I see things going in a very rapid direction.
Perfect. Well, Roger, thank you very much for this interview and I wish you all the luck in the Lash Fire project.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be involved in the project.